24th December, a day to Christmas, and I'm sure all of you are getting ready for Christmas. Some of now don't start, they do fry. The chopping have started. The mood everywhere now is just Christmassy, red and white. You get. So I wish you all a wonderful celebration, and don't forget to listen to Black Week podcast this holiday season. I know this is a season of sharing, so you can also share the pod too, so that you have a Merry Christmas. Hello, good evening, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Black Whip Podcast. And we are back today to talk about some more anime. And on today's episode, we are also doing another countdown. And today we'll be counting down some beautiful princesses. And these princesses will forget to their final. They will change them for you. They will change it. If you don't know what I mean by changing it, don't worry. By the time I start mentioning them and telling you what they do and why they are popular, why they are iconic, you'll understand what I mean by they change them for you. So, anyways, as usual, some of these characters we might know them, some of them we fit no know them. But that notwithstanding, we'll still do a deep dive because at least we'll still see them now. Maybe by seeing them and hearing their background, it will inspire us to go and check and see, okay, let me check out this anime. So looking from the cover picture here, I can already see one character that I know here. But for princesses, before we even enter into this list, I feel as if I don't know a lot of princesses. I'm not sure if I've watched a lot of animes that have princesses like that. I know, say I don't watch one magical girl anime like that before. And I know, say all those kind of animes, they get princess. Yeah, let's just go into the list and let me see what's happening inside. And this list is brought to us by Game Rant. Game Rant, no be Game Ranks. So Game Ranks now for YouTube. This is Game Rant. And yep, the heading here says seven most iconic princesses in anime. So they ranked them here. Anime is full of memorable princesses who often stand out with their charisma, intelligence, and even strength. Here are the most iconic of all time. So we'll be going through the iconic ones now. Anime fans can find all types of anime princesses thanks to creative based on fairy tales. And some of the most iconic classic and modern anime shows of all time also have, these fairy tale characters. While there are plenty of princesses in anime, there are a few special anime princess characters whose personalities and stories are truly outstanding. And at them now, will they go through some of them? They say these princesses, then they're so badass that they feel even, if you compare them with Disney princess. Now, they're right on here. They said these anime princesses could easily defeat even some of the strongest Disney princesses. So, this princess, they're strong. Make you no focal, you understand? So coming down to number seven, the seventh, there are only seven of them that I'll be mentioning. So maybe this episode might be short, but anyhow as it be, I'm sure you will still enjoy it. So coming down to number seven here, number seven is Lillian von Phoenix, Princess Resurrection. Lillian von Phoenix, aka Hein, is one of the most powerful teen anime princesses, who is also a vampire royalty. They don't finish work now. She's not only a vampire, but she be royalty for vampire. Just imagine. Now all those type vampire would even get poison on top. So although I haven't seen the anime, I don't know whether she get poison for the anime. But what I'm just trying to say is, man, this is a strong, powerful princess. I don't know if Disney have any vampire princess. If then they not gonna comment them, man, no. However, Haim is not evil, okay, but a kind princess who treats all creatures with compassion. She was even targeted for having a truly noble soul. Imagine. Man, it is rare for you to hear vampires that are good, we get noble soul. Well, you get some who don't see they are stepping. But anyways, yeah, no, even they are stepping. Stepping, we can't let her know say mine the reaper and all those kind of stuff. But anyways, however, she's also one of the deadliest. Okay, she's one of the deadliest and most intelligent anime princess who is capable of resurrecting the dead with her blood and is a skilled fighter who is a pro at wielding many different types of weapons. Princess Resurrection is one of the funniest anime that twists the werewolf mythos and has great action scenes. The story follows a hero who, after trying to save a young girl, ends up becoming a dead hero. So, yeah, that's Princess Resurrection. I like the plot of this anime, the way the story go and the kind of character that she is, a vampire who is also good but deadly at the same time, you get. And they can't do funny twists to werewolf. I don't know if they do werewolf for the anime, but yeah, this looks like an anime where for like Duba, I see waiting this up for there. You see what I'm saying? So now I've seen my anime, Princess Resurrection, where I feel add to the list. Don't worry, one day I'll create an episode. I'll read out the list. All these animes that I'm saying I've added to the list. I will mention them. Like when I hear. And anyone that I watch, I'll cross it off the list. So, coming down to number six. By the way, at first glance, yes, let me do at first glance too for this episode. At first glance, this Lillian von Phoenix for Princess Resurrection. She are looking at her at first glance. I won't say she doesn't give me the evil vibe. So, yeah, that's number seven. Then number six. Number six is Cornelia Lee Britannia. I don't know, it's just they give some kind hard to pronounce name. And this character is from Code Geass. Cornelia Lee Britannia is one of the darkest anime princesses of all time. This beautiful princess cared for and supported most of the smartest decisions of Li Lauch. Maybe another character for the anime be that. Cornelia was also one of the most skilled fighters of the Royal Army. This will be a royalty then be, who did everything in her power to protect the Holy Empire. So, yeah, she be badass princess. At first glance, looking at her, all these princesses know they give me a vibe. Or not just me, they give them pass mark. Sure. At first glance, this Cornelia Lee Britannia, she doesn't give me an evil vibe, but apparently she's one of the darkest anime princesses of all time, and she's very skilled, Shima Naruya. She's also one of the coldest and most ruthless princesses in anime. That's to say she did, you understand? They will end you. Just go do anyhow. Yes, she's the most ruthless in anime, who has also had a caring side of her, but now not only cares for her brave knights, but for all Britannian soldiers. So she they care for her soldiers. Code Geass is one of the most exciting and twistiest anime shows about an exiled prince. An expelled or exiled prince, anyone we want to choose there. So, yeah. Code Geass is an anime that I've been seeing. Like any list where I want to, you go see Code Geass, they are enter inside. Is that a calling? It might be a calling, though. Maybe Nami doesn't sleep on that calling. Anyways, Cornelia is the sixth ruthless anime princess. Coming down to number five. Number five, we have, just guess which anime it is. It's a very popular anime. Just guess. You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This anime is One Piece. The character is Nefertari Vivi. This one, another hard name to pronounce. Nefertari Biri was not only one of the bravest anime princesses. She was also a spy, and she be pirate. So she dey do things, so you know those kind princess. Yeah, she give me the vibe of, she no give me dangerous vibe again, you understand? See the face now. She's not giving off the dangerous vibe. But that story of princess will be spy, we can't turn pirate. Oh boy. You know, understand those kind of people, you don't go rogue. Now the kind of vibe that we don't come get. One Piece is one of the funniest adventure anime shows with hilarious characters and imaginative stories with one of the best twists. So, in all those things now with the sub for One Piece, I'm sure if you've seen the show, you know everything that goes down for there. Anyways, me, I look forward to watching the show and seeing this character in action. So, she's our fifth anime princess. Coming down to number four. This number four, I know number four. So, I think in all this list that I've called from seven, it's number four that I'm seeing a character that I know. This character is from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and this is Mei Chan. Mei Chan was the cutest and most powerful tiny anime princess of all time. Why are they using words? I think, oh, okay, or maybe another one don't come take over. Despite her young age, Mei was extremely wise and cared deeply about the people in her country. Mei always used her intelligence and her exceptional martial arts and alchemy skills to help those in need. Despite her small size, Mei is one of the strongest anime princesses who defeated even much larger enemies with ease. Yeah, so if you've seen Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, it's a really good anime. Like, I feel like seeing one of those animes where I guys go to watch Full Metal Alchemist, but I swear. Because Full Metal Alchemist, I just watched it. I just watched a few reaction videos on YouTube. So that's like the kind of rewatching that I've done. Not like rewatching it right from episode 1 again. But I would like to rewatch it from episode 1. You understand? Maybe if I just did one shorty like that, one beep, I would just, you know, when I'm trying to introduce her to anime, we'll watch her together. Like, that's one of my best things, so today, introduce people to anime, but, like, you know, I don't mind downloading it for you. If I have the data, I have the Wi-Fi, everything, I will do one for you. That will not be issue. Because I love introducing people to anime, especially newbies. It's like I'm watching it and experiencing it too for the first time. But at the same time, I already know like where the story will go. You understand? So I love the feels of it. Anyways, this character is from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And I truly agree, yes. Like when you think of princess, you know, maybe small, cute princess. I saw this one day, but she can't deadly. So I think, yeah, she deserves to be on this list because she's actually a little princess who is deadly. Anyways, coming down to number three, the third iconic anime female deadly best princess. I don't know why they hype this one like that. Not even number one self. This is Sailor Moon from Sailor Moon. So I think I've heard or I've mentioned this anime before on the pod, but Sailor Moon is easily one of the most well-known anime princesses who ever existed. Yeah. Usagi, aka Sailor Moon, was the reincarnation of Princess Serenity and is the daughter of one of the most iconic anime queens, Queen Serenity. She was one of the silliest but also kindest and most powerful magical anime girl princesses who faced and defeated some of the darkest supernatural anime foes. So this one, she don't go there. You understand? The darkest things, she has defeated them. She's a sailor. And I'm sure maybe she has probably been to the moon. Sailor Moon was also one of the strongest anime princesses who used both her magical powers and fighting skills during her battles. Sailor Moon is among the most iconic anime magical girl of all time. So yeah, they just they hype hype her here, you understand? She be magical, she gets magic, she don't defeat darkness. So, and she's Sailor Moon from the anime Sailor Moon. So, oh boy, she just give me that kind of One Punch Man vibe, you understand? One punch, she's just strong, and he gets. Shima, she be Sailor Moon. She get magic, and she has defeated darkness. Anyways, maybe it's an anime that I can check out too. Based on, say, I just like how straight to the point this plot is. So, Sailor Moon, you'll be added to the to watch list. We have two today. So, coming down to number two, the second anime best princess. This is San from Princess Mononoke. San was one of the bravest and strongest Ghibli anime princess. She was also known as the princess of the wolf gods and dressed and often acted like a wolf too, since she was raised by the powerful wolf god Moro. Okay, wolf. So claws they go down for this anime with that. San was also one of the strongest warrior princesses in the anime, who was never afraid to face any enemy. So Princess Mononoke is one of the most thought-provoking and emotional stories, okay, movies, and also has some of the best Ghibli songs, okay. So, I don't know if this princess, she get any other powers like that, or like waiting the wolf god be, you understand, waiting him in Fido, we get, and waiting in teacher. So there are a lot of questions here, and I'm sure those questions can only be answered by watching. So I look forward to watching. So, yeah, that's Sailor Moon. No, that's not Sailor Moon. No. That's Princess Mononoke. Yes, Princess Mononoke. Coming down to number one, the number one strongest, deadliest. This one, my even her picture, she's trying to snipe something with an arrow. This is Yona from Yona of the Dawn. Yona is among the strongest, bravest, and kindest anime princesses of all time. Okay. Oh boy, she they give me deadly vibe, even from this picture, you see. The person who can't give me deadly vibe is actually a good princess. Yona was also a skilled and strong fighter with an infamous death glare that scared even the most powerful fools. You see, now the picture where they talk now, now I make I see even me as I see the picture, I see, car, this one, a bad guy, you understand? Or bad princess in this case. Anyways, Yona of Dawn is one of the best historical fiction anime stories out there with a unique art and an iconic anime princess. The story follows the adventure of the young princess Yona, etc. etc. This Yona of Dawn, if like, I would like to fuck with them, you understand? I would like to watch this one. And is it a show? Yes, it's a show. But yeah, even if not a show where I go and watch, you understand? You get some of these ones, so it'd be safe in a movie, if movie day. I could just watch them. I don't know if Nami just the catch crews they talk like that too. Or if they actually do movies like bullet point movies. But these animes, I'm sure there are some of them that they do it like that now. They will just do an anime summary, like a movie summary of the anime itself. So yeah, but this Yona of Dawn, like I like what I'm seeing, so I might probably watch it. Yona of Dawn, in short, it will be high priority watching. Now I'll just do like, sure, let me just open a tab here and do a quick research and see how many seasons we have for Yona of Dawn, or if it's a movie. You understand? Yona of Dawn. I'm saying, okay, Akatsuki no Yona. Okay, it's a show, 2014. It has 24 episodes and an OVA in 2015. The 2015 OVA has 3 episodes. So yeah, na something I want watch you. You understand? Just a season. And it's historical. Maybe like they use sword. I'm sure maybe like magic to go there or something because I just see the addressing. So yeah, you know I've done is an anime that I might watch and you definitely hear feedback on the pod. Anyways, these are 7 of our best anime princesses. I don't know if there's any character that you wish would have made it on this list. I feel like say you get character is supposed to be here. We know D here. Where I even know self. Let me think. Which anime princess do I know that should be here? Offhand now like this. I know the fiancé. If you just put me for spotlight. Actually, I just put myself in the spotlight. But yeah, you understand what I mean. Anyways, these are princesses, and I hope you enjoy this list. If there's any list you want me to cover, you can send me the link on Instagram or on Facebook. You can follow both pages, Black Whip Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook. And don't forget to leave your comments and your thoughts on the podcast. So thank you all for listening to this episode. And till the next episode of Black Whip Podcast. See you guys later. Bye bye.